You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Joyner on the life of the late Nelson Mandela.
On Thursday, December 5th, the world lost a great man. Nelson Mandela died at the age of 95. The historian Thomas Carlyle identified the great man as anyone who rose above his surroundings and made such a difference that he, or she today, changed history. In his youth, Mandela was a boxer and then a lawyer in apartheid South Africa. He was a major leader in the African National Congress, a follower of the teachings of Mahatma Gandhi. In 1960, when the South African government ordered a crackdown on protests, they massacred 69 people. Most were shot in the back. Mandela then became a freedom fighter and organized the military wing of the ANC. He planted a bomb that failed to explode. It was traced back to him, and Mandela was arrested and convicted as a terrorist. He served 27 years in prison, initially on Robben Island, and later in Paul's Moor Prison and Victor Verster Prison. His jailer at Robben Island became his friend and confidant. The man taught Mandela to read and write Afrikaans, the Dutch South African language of the Boers. He warned Mandela if he was wearing a microphone for surveillance. Huge international protests to pressure the South African government to free Mandela were organized, especially during the 1980s. His cause grew as democratic national leaders added weight to the protests. Unable to speak behind the prison walls, Mandela became the moral compass and South Africa's symbol of the struggle against racial oppression. 27 years after he was in prison, Nelson Mandela was set free in 1990. Such an imprisonment would make most people bitter beyond reconciliation. Mandela was different. He told a reporter soon after his release, "As I walked out the door toward the gate that would lead to my freedom, I knew if I didn't leave my bitterness and hatred behind, I'd still be in prison." Even when he had to deliver tough information, Mandela smiled with a big, hearty manner. He was joyful at his release. He had studied George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Mahatma Gandhi, and Martin Luther King Jr. while in prison. He embraced their teachings. Mandela was the only person who could lead his country out of almost a century of apartheid. He became his nation's conscience. For many South Africans, he was simply the Madiba, his traditional clan name. The then South African president, F.W. de Klerk, was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize along with Mandela in 1993 for transitioning the nation from a system of racial segregation to an open democracy. In 1994, Mandela was elected South Africa's first black president in the first open election in the country's history. The day he was inducted as president, "We stood on the terraces of the Union Building," de Klerk remembered years later. "He took my hand and lifted it up. He put his arm around me, and we showed a unity that resounded through South Africa and the world." Mandela represented a new breed of African liberation leader, breaking from others of his era, such as Robert Mugabe, by serving only one term. Years after his 1999 retirement from the presidency, Mandela was considered the ideal head of state. He became a yardstick for African leaders, who consistently fell short when measured against him. "I would like to be remembered not as anyone unique or special, but as part of a great team in this country that has struggled for many years, for decades, and even centuries," he said. "The greatest glory of living lies not in never falling, but in rising every time you fall." Nelson Mandela proves that in every corner of the world and in every walk of life, history matters.